The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple, on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
You may hear the term American exceptionalism. You may hear America's exceptional. But so many people struggle today to highlight why you are exceptional. Sometimes it comes down to the almighty dollar, it comes down to your location, it comes down to your military. I want to highlight the eight reasons, and these are only just a start, of why America is exceptional and why you're different to other nations. And it all starts with your family. So the first reason you're different is because your founder spoke about a law that is different, based on something different to every other country. Where every other country based their system on the law of man, America based its law on the law of nature and nature's God. That is a fundamental difference between you and everyone else. America is different for the second reason, because in your Declaration of Independence, you spoke about all men being created equal. You believe in the individual. That is the exact opposite to what every other nation does, where they believe in a class system. Where they believe in, you know, judging you on where you come from, what school you went to, what education you had, where your parents are from, whether you're from the city or from the country, what job you have, what type of education you have. America was different. The third way you're different and exceptional is the way you see government. Everyone else sees government as the answer and as government as the provider of rights. America was set up in a system that said, no, government is there and enshrined among your people to protect those rights. Not to give you rights, to protect those rights. Next way you're different is because where those rights come from. So many other people think rights come from government or from a prime minister or from the people. America understood that rights came from your creator. It came from nature's God. And nature's God can be different for everyone. If you're a Christian or a Jew, that can be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you're a Muslim, it can come from Allah. If you're an atheist, it can come from Mother Nature or a stone or a bottle or your iPhone. Your creator and nature's God can be anyone. It's different because of the Bill of Rights. Because it's said you are born with these rights. You have a right to free speech. You have a right to freedom of assembly. You have a right to petition your government. You have a right to choose your religion. You have a right to protect yourself. You have a right to be secure in your papers and your persons. You have a right to a fair and speedy trial. These are rights from everyone because they are rights from your creator. That is different to every other nation. You're different because of the way you have a setup in government. You believe in this thing called federalism. Your founders were smart men because they set up government to be as close to the people as possible. Every other nation started at the top, whether that's a king or a queen or a dictator or a monarch or a religion, a theocrat, or whether it was a prime minister or a president. It all started at the figurehead at the top. And they said, I'll have all this power. I'll rule these ways. And then it maybe went to a parliament, the next body. And they said, I will have all these powers and we will decide all these things. And whatever was left, usually the small, meaningless jobs, was left to, you know, the local authorities, the councils, the communities, the states. It's always at the top. America is the exact opposite. America was set up with a system of government that said, we have a president who is a figurehead but shouldn't have too much power. We have the people's body, the House. We have the state's body, the Senate. And basically, under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, there are 18 clauses. These are the enumerated powers. This is what the federal government can do. Everything else is left for the states. The states' rights. The state controls it. Because government, when it's needed, works best when it's closest to the people. America's exceptional because of the American dream. That system where you can work hard and play by the rules and have a better chance of opportunity. You have a right to pursue your happiness. You have a right to set up your own business. You can follow your dreams, your passions. It doesn't have to be, well, you come from a certain area, you can only do a certain job. You can do it. And you also any time you pursue your happiness, if you're successful, you have a right to keep the fruits of your labor. You have a right to make yourself a better life. You can go from rags to riches. But lastly, America, and I finish my show every week this way. America is great because Americans are good. The difference in you and every other nation is you look, you have this rugged individualism about you. You look to your people for the answers. You don't just automatically look to government. You don't go, well, I have this problem. What can the government do for me? You think of your people. You always think of how can someone else help me? What can we do to make our lives better and make other people's lives better? You have this individualist streak inside you. America is great because Americans are good. It's because you take responsibility to make the world a better place. You're not always looking, well, what law can we pass? I wonder what the Prime Minister could do for us. I wonder what the President could do for us. No, it's what we can do for ourselves. You have this attitude of, just get out of my way, I'll do it. Those are just some of the reasons why America is exceptional. Let us make the case each and every time we have an opportunity to explain and highlight these and to make the tent bigger. The ideas of freedom are eternally true. They were true at the time of Christ. They were true 240 odd years ago with your founders. They're true today, and they'll be true 5,000 years from now. The principles of eternally freedoms do not change. And they will always work. Why? Because freedom is the highest aspiration for man on earth. When people are free, will they do bad things? Sure, some will. But the majority will do good things. They will do great things.
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
The Blaze Radio Network.